in wealth creation.
The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Josh Lawson.
That's right, Lily Tomlin pulled out, but Josh Lawson has stepped in.
Thank you. She didn't pull out. Accidents happen, Lily Tomlin.
I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you all the questions we had prepared for her. I loved your work in big business with Bette Midler, Josh.
Same. Thank you.
How did they make two of you? That's what I want to know.
They pulled one on each arm really hard.
So that's going to be happening. We're also going to finally get that sizzling hot traction infused. Cut through.
Yeah,
just cut through. Infested Bachelor of the Year segment that we've been waiting for all year from Ed Cavalli.
Yeah.
Kim Beazley will be talking about cheese again because you asked for it.
Yeah.
And bizarre celebrity obsessions. It's all coming up on Get This. And for those who tuned in to hear Lily Tomlin, I'm sorry if you're disappointed.
It's more than disappointing. It's a matter of concern, and it's a bit too early for me to make any judgments as to how this happened, but it is being very carefully investigated.
That's Paul Kelly, and this is Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Good morning. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that man, Ed Cavalli.
Morning.
We've got Richard Marsland pushing buttons and looking windswept.
Always a pleasure.
And Josh Lawson subbing for Lily Tomlin.
It won't be the last time. Yeah. I travel with her now.
In case you're wondering who Josh is, you haven't heard the show before, he's the bloke who brought Blue Heelers to a screaming halt after many years of being Australia's premier drama program.
Yeah, that's right. So you get in touch with me and you go down. So I shook Lily Tomlin's hand a couple of nights ago. It's the last you'll see of her.
How did we lose Lily Tomlin? What did we say?
Not enough crackle on this show. Not enough cut through.
Not enough crackle.
Doesn't test well.
Can I tell you what your problem is? You're referring to it as crackle, not crack-a-lackle. All right.
Okay. What radio station have you been working for?
He's been through the razzle-dazzle film on his way in.
I'm sorry.
We had so many good questions.
I know,
Tone. We would have talked about Nashville.
I know, Tone.
All of me with Steve Martin.
I know, right one.
Flirting with disaster.
Flirting with disaster.
Richard's been hanging his flirting with disaster questions for years, hoping to get Lillian now.
Wasn't she married to Tom Waits in Shortcuts? We could have talked about
that. Yeah.
Big business. How did they make two Bette Midlers and two Lily Tomlins in such a primitive era of special effects?
I don't know.
Yeah. See, Ed's actually trying to work that out.
Yeah. Don't they do that thing? This is how they would have done it.
Oh, God, his nose was bleeding now. Stop thinking too hard.
No. This is how they would have done it. They'd be like, all right, Lily, you stand next to that quite nondescript background.
Yeah.
Now stand next to the same nondescript background, which is backwards, and just turn inwards at both times.
And don't cross over yourself at all.
And don't move your arms too much.
See, this is why she's not here. I don't think she wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
How did they make two of you in big business? See, that's why
we call in if you know, because I think I've got it.
What is the worst movie where there's multiples of the same person? Really?
Multiplicity.
What? Multiplicity.
Which I liked that.
But it was meant to be on the cutting edge of special
effects. That's
true. It was terrible.
Because it was the first time, it was one of the first times where the clones would touch each other.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So like they get each other in a headlock and stuff.
But they never leave the garage.
Yeah.
You notice that like the whole movie is set in Michael Keaton's garage.
Yeah, true.
That's obviously as far as they could go with the special effects.
Yeah, there it is.
Where were they, like, all on the one bike, like the goodies? Why didn't we see that?
That would have been a good shot.
Okay, I think we've established why Lily Tomlin hasn't come in.
Yeah, we're over that.
Those sort of questions.
What other big names can we lose? Who else can we lose? Have we got Will Ferrell yet? Is he going to... Nah,
no dice.
Introduce him to me and consider him gone, guys.
There you go.
Simple as that.
You're going to have to come in for the Will Ferrell show. John C. Reilly, has he turned us down as... Nothing.
No dice.
Didn't you throw one at us today? Timothy Oliphant.
Deadwood.
Deadwood. Seth Bullock on
That'd
Deadwood.
That'd be fun.
Right.
We're the major show that wanks on about Deadwood. Surely we should be getting
him. The only one, my friend. The only one. Yeah.
I got in today.
Oh, yes.
And Greg Fleet had been in our office last...
How
did he get into the building?
He stole
Stealing
some
stationery.
Yeah, literally.
He stole the boss's scissors.
Did he really?
One of the most 20 most powerful men in the country, the head of the entire network, his secretary comes into our office today and says, Greg Fleet came into this building yesterday and stole my scissors. He's probably already sold them. But he's left a note on my desk. Saw the Emmys. What happened to Deadwood? They didn't win anything. Kiefer Sutherland and the makers of 24 both thanked Gary Newman in their speeches. What's that about? I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't the same Gary Newman. It wasn't the Gary Newman who recoils from lava lamps and goes on about how we're glass. Must have been a different one. Sorry, Josh. We've invited you in on a show which is on the floor in a shambles because the whole thing was going to be Tomlin-centric.
Mm. Listen, I'll field any Tomlin questions you have, but I don't know.
How did they make two of you in big business?
Oh, God. I thought we dealt with this.
We've done that one. So we need some Josh-specific questions. Haven't you got something to ask Josh here?
Yeah, Josh, you were on a blind date the other night, were you not?
Yes, I was.
How do you know that Josh was on a blind date?
Because I was spag.
What had happened was I don't go on blind dates often.
Once
a week. And and I said to Ed, listen, I don't feel comfortable about this. So if you can go to the adjacent restaurant and I'll sit by the window in the restaurant next door, and if it sucks, I'll give you a signal.
Meant to happen?
The signal was...
Fire drill.
Yeah. The signal was...
I'd in with a fire drill. We're out of there.
I'd blow hot breath on the glass and draw help me backwards so that Ed could see it. The thing was, it was going swimmingly.
When I walked past, Josh was being all like classy with a bottle of water. He was like, some more, m'lady, why not?
Yeah. And then you walk past, and then there's Josh go, and there's my friend from the KFC ad.
Yeah.
Just happens to be here.
I do like to name drop like that. But it was okay, actually.
Good times.
Ended up being fine. Yeah. But thanks for bringing that up on air. That's terrific. That's tremendous.
Nothing else to report on that day.
He's giving, you know what he's giving you? Tony's got this special stance that he gets where he just sort of sits there and he just sort of rocks in his chair like that. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. No one's listening.
What's going on here is a bit of good cop, bad cop. It's like, don't listen to him. And Tony's like, do what I say.
Ed told me that segment would be a lot fruitier. He said there was a lot more juice in the tank there.
I just said that he'd been on a date and that was it.
Right. I can't go into details.
Okay, we've got to get back to the proper news then. Julia Roberts, baby bump. Telltale baby bump.
Oh, no.
It might just be wind.
Oh,
but,
is that Julia Roberts? Oh, well, that's the one I had the blind date with.
There we go.
So that's... Wow, that
things,
happened quickly,
didn't
did it?
Go well.
Things went pretty
well.
That's
not a baby bump. That's just a loose shirt.
Yeah, she kept saying she was an actress, and I was like, sure you are. Which bar do you cocktail waitress at?
I'm looking for big stories since the date thing didn't happen.
Hey,
the Tomlin thing didn't
this.
Happen.
The other Josh Lawson on Showcast.
Other Josh Lawson.
Yeah, there's Josh, the one sitting here, and then there's Josh Lawson. Look at him reclining.
Yeah.
Age range is 12 to 14.
So you've got a big business style doppelganger like I do with Tony Martin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And this kid's got spiky hair, and I guess he knows who he is. I would love to either talk to him, meet him, and get a double shot.
That'd be great. But look at his skills. Can you get any of these going?
Right.
Juggling?
No.
Mime?
No.
He's a model?
Oh, yeah, I've done a bit of modelling.
What?
No, I lied. No, I haven't.
Fencing?
No, he's not a fencer.
He's a 12-year-old
fencer. What a liar.
He's a 12-year-old fencer.
He's a liar.
Skateboarding?
Yeah.
Snow skiing?
Yeah.
Squash?
Yeah, totally.
Skating?
Yeah.
Bullfighting?
You'd lie.
No,
he's acid for bullfighting.
So if this guy, you know, becomes more prominent, you'll have to put an initial in your name because this is what happened to me.
Ah.
Equity called me up and they go, look, you know, there can't really be two Tony Martins. Can you put an initial in? And I just refused.
Why can't the other Tony Martin put an initial in?
That's what I was saying. And they're going, he's been Tony Martin longer than you. And then I, being a nerd, I went, yes, well, I remember in The Killing of Angel Street, his first film, he was actually credited as Anthony Martin.
Oh, okay.
So why can't he be Anthony Martin?
You know who you could be? Tony Martin exclamation point.
Sure.
I wanted to be the other Tony Martin, just in everything. Nice. But then they wouldn't allow that. And then I'm going, what is this about really? What is this really about? And the guy's a long pause and he goes, well, Tony hasn't been getting a lot of his checks.
Oh! You've been stealing from Tony Martin, the actor?
I've been living high on the hog Reverend Bob Money for years, apparently.
That's how you that's how you afford those expensive zip-up sweaters?
So this is obviously why this young Josh Lawson can afford fencing. He's getting all of my blue heels checks.
You've got to watch your back, because if he starts to do better than you with his sword fighting and bullfighting skills, he'll become Josh Lawson. You'll have to be Josh P. Lawson.
Who would you be? What would you be if you had to change it? What would
if
you
I had
go
to get a middle initial, I'd take it from the Greek alphabet.
Really?
I'd go like Josh Delta.
Josh Vader Lawson.
Vader Lawson.
Vader Lawson. Yeah.
I've never felt
cut through.
Less crackle in the room. We need to boot this up.
It's
going well.
We need a couple of big ass segments for the end of the week.
Really?
I think we finally got to break out that Bachelor of the Year thing.
Oh, I'm ready.
We've had so many people email us in and go, we want to hear Kim Beazley talking about cheese again.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're into that.
All coming up. I'll get this. It's Get This on Triple M. That's The Offspring. Spare me the details.
Nice crackle.
Thank you, Guzzi.
Guzzi Sampson.
Josh Lawson is guzzying up.
That's a good Guzzi.
That was a good Guzzi.
What do you say? It's
pretty sweet Guzzi.
Guzzi Sampson.
That is a good one. Josh is filling in for Lily Tomlin.
And Guzzi Sampson, apparently.
So, you know, apologies to people who tuned in expecting to hear Lily Tomlin.
Yeah. And apologies for those tuning in to listen to Josh Lawson, who don't really give a crap about Lily Tomlin. Tony.
But, you know, I'm not putting you down, Josh.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It's just, you know, she has a very specific following.
I know.
I'm not sure if there's much crossover.
There's a couple of people.
But, hey, next week we have got a fantastic list of guests.
A federal magistrate told the government solicitor that including Osama bin Laden on the list was farcical.
That's not happening, is it?
I don't know.
Didn't he pull out?
A magistrate.
He wanted too many demands.
What did he want?
Oh, disarm the West. Yeah, things like that. Stuff that are beyond our purview here at the Get This desk.
Purview.
Yeah, cop that.
I've copped it.
We have got a great list of guests.
The list also contains 13 people either known to be dead or in custody at Guantanamo Bay.
That's just simply not accurate. What are you doing, Richard Marsland?
Dead maximum.
It's all my fault.
Lockie Hume is...
Lachey Hume.
Lachey Hume is back in here for one of our movie shows. So email in. I think that's happening Wednesday. What do you want to hear us talking about?
Good.
And Fifi Box is coming back in.
Ah, yes.
Few people we've never had in before. Indira Naidoo. Indeed I do. Shane Bourne and who else we got? John Birmingham. Author.
It's a good list.
John Birmingham is in on Monday. That's a crackling list.
So you do have my number if any of them pull out.
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking. Yeah,
you'll be there.
I'm Johnny on the spot.
Hey, we've had an email from Beck, and she's having a dream every night. It's the same dream. She's on a date with Ed.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. And he's wearing bike shorts.
Yeah.
No dream book could translate that, says Beck.
Oh, my God. What's
that about?
Did she mention what kind of bike shorts?
Skimpy is the word.
Fluorescent?
Yeah.
It may not be a dream. I woke up the other night and Ed was there in bike shorts. What's going on?
Nothing.
I got bored.
Been biking.
Yeah. Exciting news.
What?
Nickelback singer on tour. Drink driving case.
Mm-hmm. What's happened?
The drink driving case against Chad Kroeger, whose real name is Chad Turton,
what's it called? Trampoline champion Chad Turton.
It's been adjourned till September 15.
Oh.
He's charged with impaired driving and singing with a blood alcohol level of over 0.08.
Dear idea.
He's not very happy with himself. He does not condone drinking.
Mm-mm.
He told reporters outside the courtroom, I do not condone. What, you've done it in that voice, do you think?
I reckon.
He has to.
We're going to have to follow the Nickelback case. Yeah, I think we need to send you to the courtroom, Ed.
I'm happy to be there. What if he gets community service? For every day of community service, is that just a concert that they could cancel for that day?
It's an hour less, Nickelback. Yeah. That's
just keep quiet for 60 days.
Yeah, but do you know that we bag Nickelback a lot, right? Mm. We bag the blunt, and he's off our playlist. We don't get him anymore.
No blunt.
No blunt. And now we bag Nickelback, and they're off as well. But it's not to say that, you know...
Are they off?
Yeah, we haven't had Nickelback for a month.
Is that the music jury's do you?
Oh, probably.
The jury has spoken?
I think so. And the jury are very pro. They seem to be very pro ZZ Top. Jury. I think it's weighted with ZZ Top.
Was this
fans.
LaGrange ZZ Top?
Were those jurors screened?
I think so. The beard should have given them away.
The spinning banjos.
Look, where's this whole Bachelor of the Year deal you've been promising all week?
Yeah, it's been getting a bit of crackle, probably more than it deserves.
Crackle-ackle.
The crackle-ackle.
I'll correct you every time.
Basically, what's going on is that it's Bachelor of the Year time. You're Cleo Bachelor of the Year. Mr. X, our homeboy, is going to win, thankfully. But the stuff that these guys say, here we go. An actor from McLeod's Daughters, Luke Jacobs, who's, look at that, ooh, emerging from a pool. Ooh, delicious.
With a nipple ring, unnecessary.
And a come hither, come tell me stare. Listen to this. My secret hobby is watching the film Notting Hill in the bath.
Oh, That is just sucking up to the ladies.
I hate it when anyone prints in a massive magazine like Clio a secret. Like, it's not really a secret if you're going to tell everybody in the world about
it. And how's that a hobby? How often can you go and watch Notting Hill in the bath? Like, oh, God, you're...
what did you put on your application, Ed? What were you watching in the bath?
Oh, it's just you, Tone. You from my closed-circuit camera. Here we go. Look at this fellow.
Ridiculous.
Look at Justin James, marina developer, just emerging from the foliage.
Yeah.
Chest hair akimbo.
Like a cabbage patch kid.
Yeah, exactly. But this guy, look at this.
Oh,
Sam Powers, international illusionist, and he's gone, look, I'm an international illusionist, but are people going to know what I mean? I know. Open brackets, big time magician, close brackets.
Oh, okay.
And the word powers surely is enough. You don't need to Francis all that anymore.
At the moment, the only power he's got is the power of stonewashed jeans, right? And look, and he's got, and they've asked him, one of the questions is, what's the most romantic thing that you've ever done? And
that's a sweet question.
So ask me that. I'm now international illusionist, Sam Powers.
I'll be the interviewer. Sam, what's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Off the top of my head?
If you could, yeah.
Okay. Setting up a dinner for my then girlfriend and making her favourite things appear. First a bottle of Moët and Chandon, then sashimi, then souffle. I transformed the bottle into her gift, flowers, and a personally inscribed diamond bracelet.
Okay.
Just off the top of my head.
Every time.
Sam, my next question is, why are you such a wanker?
I'll make you disappear.
Oh, no, that doesn't seem to be working. Yeah.
Don't make me do it, but here we go. Just as then you thought you couldn't get any not choicer, check out Dan Moore. Guess what Dan Moore's job is?
What's Dan up to?
Yeah, have a guess. You'll never guess.
TV hopeful?
No.
Parole officer?
No. Rich, any ideas?
Paul Cleaner.
Close. He's a diamond dealer.
Diamond dealer.
Ready? I'm now Dan Moore. Okay. If an alcoholic drink, which one would I be?
Okay, let me slip into character again. Okay. Was it Dan?
Yeah, I deal diamonds.
Dan?
Do you need any diamonds?
No.
Okay, anyway, move on.
Get your hand off my leg.
It's okay.
Dan, if you could be any alcoholic drink, what would you be?
Okay.
Top of your head.
Probably a lychee martini. It's sweet, strong, sophisticated, and leaves you with a taste for more.
Yeah. Okay, Dan, if I was to punch you in the face, top of your head, what would your first reaction be?
It would bounce off my diamond-encrusted face. Now, look at this. If I got a tattoo, what would it be of? A white peacock. It represents sexuality, beauty, and elegance. No, it doesn't. It represents a guy with fake tan on with a white bird all over him.
Idiot. This is very poor, I have to say.
So, luckily...
Sitting in the bath watching Notting Hill.
Just peacocks.
Oh, what?
Just tattooing white peacocks all over yourself. But luckily, I've... this has got a finalist in there.
Oh, have we? Who are we floating?
Well, I think you'll know him. I think you'll know him. I've got him here.
Not Richard Marsden.
It's not the windswept. Well, it might be. We'll just see where this ends up. Now, let's ask it. Now, get this, Bachelor. How do you like your chances?
I'm invincible.
Excellent work. And how are you planning to win over the judges?
I'm paying money.
Okay. Do you have a victory speech prepared at all?
I got my rocks off.
Okay. I think you can do a little bit better than that.
I got my rocks off.
You know, you probably shouldn't admit that you're going to bribe the judges.
That's what a fool does.
Well, see, he's going to win. Our Rex, he's going to win. Now, we've got one more. Scottish Bachelor, R. McTavish.
I wonder what's going to happen.
When he was asked what phrase he lives by, this is what he had to say.
You can take my license, but you'll never take my tequila!
That is Ricky M on Rove. Three weeks ago, interestingly... hasn't appeared since.
I reckon,
why not?
I reckon we've blown Richard's chances.
Actually, the back of my head was in the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
A pre-haircut.
Pre-haircut.
Oh, more windswept.
What was it doing?
Is that why you haven't been recognised on the streets yet? Because of the haircut.
And what was it doing, this back of your head?
It was a press conference. I was holding up a microphone doing some of that work.
Oh, yes. So that's a demotion.
Investigative journalist, Richard Marsden.
Yeah. That's right.
At NIDA, we did a four-week workshop of back of the head media coverage.
Yeah.
So I could have taken it.
You said NIDA.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Al Qaeda. We'd just like to point that out. Did you hear our song yesterday?
Yeah, look, I didn't.
Although I understand they're storing chemical weapons down there at NIDA. No,
they're up to something.
They still haven't found them. They're certainly not training actors.
Yeah,
now, listen, you know how I think you got a call yesterday to Grant Denyer.
Well, somebody spotted Grant Denyer in Macca's on the Gold Coast, singing along and dancing like he's in The Big Chill.
Okay, I think you've added that.
Yeah, I think you may have.
I might have.
Because what? Now, I spoke to a good friend of mine, Paul Slater, who's field producer and cameraman, and who was travelling with Grant Denyer at the time for Sunrise. And they had heard Jihad Jack and were singing it in the car, thinking it's hilarious, just driving along, singing. Get out, go to Macca's. Didn't realise that they'd had the song stuck in their head and were still singing it. So they didn't even know. Get back in the car, turn on Get This, hear that someone spotted them in Macca's and gone, the car's bugged. There's someone's in the... Yeah.
Are you serious?
They didn't realise they were singing it outside. So they've gone, okay, so they burned the car, stripped it, all the seats out looking for microphones.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they had no idea. They were so freaked out by it.
And now they'll be hearing this and they'll be even more freaked out.
Exactly.
They'll be running up the street in their underpants. Is that how many fingers you've got now, Nikki?
Uh-oh.
That is a mutation.
My fault.
No, I think the segment was good.
Really?
But we still haven't heard Kim Beazley talking about cheese.
Next.
True.
That will be rectified.
Get this.
I can't imagine how anyone calling themselves a human being would do this sort of thing. It's just quite unimaginable.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M, where Josh Lawson is filling in for the absent Lily Tomlin. Josh, I loved your work in I Heart Huckabees.
Thank you. Thank you very much. let me tell you a story I do about Dustin Hoffman.
I'll just eat a sandwich while I'm... for the first time, I'm actually eating sandwiches on air. But don't be offended, listeners, because I'm eating them the Ed Cavalier way. I'm not actually chewing them. I'm not actually biting into them. You may have seen the new KFC ad.
Yes, a lot of people have.
It's tendy. I'm not really doing it.
I did it. I would, because KFC is delicious, but I just didn't. Anyway.
Have you got a song prepared?
No. Oh,
nothing?
No.
Well, if you're not going to prepare a song, Ed, I'm going to play this.
Oh my God, were that maracas?
No, let me ask you again. Do you have a song prepared?
Yes.
What have you got for us?
Anything but that. Some guitar and some bass and probably some vocals. Josh.
Can I play the jaw harp? All right, let me get my jaw harp.
I'll play the toasted sandwich. All right. Let's take it away.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four.
I'm not actually chewing. It is delicious, though. That's Errol. Get This on Triple.
Is that about Errol Flynn?
It sure is.
Yep. Let's assume
this.
Look at me.
Yeah. Yep. Working stuff out. Mm.
It's you your song. You played it.
Guy Pearce played Errol Flynn in a very fine Australian film.
Called
Flynn. From the makers of Heaven Tonight, where he was also the lead singer of Video Rodney. That is, we should play a bit of that Errol Flynn movie on our movie show.
That'd be good.
On Wednesday.
That'd be good.
There's some fantastic, bizarre moments in that.
Really?
There's one where, it's just they've obviously had to cover for something. Oh, I'll bring it in.
Yeah,
and they've just covered with a hand.
Wait a second, have you got it?
I think I've got it somewhere.
Of course he's got it.
There's a shot of just a hand knocking on a door and someone just obviously in the sound department just adding, Mr. Flynn, you've been expelled from school. And it's just like some attempt to cover a missing scene that they didn't have. It's full of great stuff.
Seamless.
Like that. Josh Lawson is with us. Do you have anything to plug, Josh? What are you up to?
You keep asking me that. Yes. What am I doing? What am I doing?
Surely you're in the new series of Thank God You're Here.
I am. I'm definitely in that. I'm in the second episode. I shot it the other day. I was in the episode after yours.
I don't think we're meant to say either of those things.
Really?
You set him up, Tom.
Is that true?
No, it's out of the bag that I'm in the first one. That was in the paper yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The second one.
It's fine.
One's still under wraps.
I didn't say who else is in it.
It's fine.
Do you want to have some cheese instead?
Yes, let's do it.
For some reason, people call it... Hey, get the Beasley theme music. You got the theme music. There's two things people want to hear.
Gotta sing it.
Can you do that one, Richard?
I'm going to find it because it's too good.
Well. Okay. People demand the Kim Beazley theme music and they love him talking about cheese. I can't explain why.
That was weird.
So here's the theme music. Here comes Mr. Beazley, waddling out to the podium. And, let's just cross to that press conference now.
Mr. Beazley, what's your view of these latest ructions between the Howard government and Telstra? Look, I think what you're seeing there is a classic case of the Howard Telstra souffle failing to rise.
Right, so the souffle's the release of the shares?
John Howard's baking a cake. It's a huge cake.
Right.
He's got no idea what the ingredients are.
Sorry, could you explain the cake a bit more?
It's a huge, misguided cake. He's serving it up to the Australian people, asking them to call it ice cream.
Right, but so the ice cream is being advertised as cake.
It's a hot day. Most Australians are sweltering. John Howard's meant to be driving up in the Mr. Whippy van with the promised ice cream.
No, I can't make head or tail of this. Why is he in a van?
It's an ice cream van full of dairy products that he's trying to unload on the average Aussie battler.
I'm assuming these are the shares, the Telstra T3 shares.
He's offering them shares and a bad piece of steak.
Right, so the steak is the... Well, the shares are the steak or the...
It's inferior quality. And he's serving up a weak sop legislation.
Right, is that actually a foodstuff, though? A weak sop legislation?
It's one of the ingredients in the bad piece of cake that he's asking the ordinary Aussie battler to bite down on and call...
Ice cream? And call it ice cream again, ice cream?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I've got a nice piece of cheese for each and every Aussie battler. But where's the cheese?
Well,
well, where is it? Where is this cheese that he's always going on about? That ordinary Australian families are being asked to take home and serve up.
Right, is the cheese the shares? Are we back there now?
Cheese. Where is it? Where's this cheese?
Sorry, are you asking me?
I can smell cheese. I'd love a bit of cheese. Have you got any cheese?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Right, where can I get some cheese?
Is this so that you can use the piece of cheese to demonstrate the way Telstra's being sliced up?
No, I just want some cheese. Oh, I'd love a bit of cheese.
You can take your hand off my leg for starters.
Have you got any cheese?
Look, I think I've already answered that question.
Why don't you run off and find me a bit of cheese?
Look, I'm not really comfortable with that.
Oh, I like cheese.
That's been well established.
So what were you asking again?
It's talking about the Telstra shares.
Telstra cheese?
Shares.
Sound a bit like cheese to me. I'd like a bit of cheese.
That's The Fray Over My Head here at Get This on Triple M, brought to you by the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Delicious Vito.
That's the new theme music? For the Mercedes-Benz Vito?
Oh, you can really taste that Vito.
Josh Lawson loves a nice, refreshing glass of Vito.
I gotta have more cowbell.
What is going on with this show today?
No.
There's a monkey in the control room. No, it's the windswept Richard Marsland.
Rugged, the swarthy.
Oh, swarthy.
Swarthy now, are
deadly
you?
Combo. It's an upgrade.
That's great. The swarthy Ricky M.
Let's climb up a mountain. We're going to talk obsessions today, Josh, because I'm sure a lot of people have heard about Osama bin Laden.
Never heard of him.
Saving all his love for Whitney Houston, getting around with a picture of Whitney Houston
weird.
Inside the tunic.
Really?
This is all according to Cola Buff, an unfortunately named former sex slave of the Al-Qaeda leader.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that bin Laden told her Whitney was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He had a paramount desire for her. Although he claims that music is evil.
Fair enough.
So it's really not.
But the bodyguard isn't.
No, not at all.
As long as she doesn't sing.
Or the preacher's wife.
Sorry.
Wow.
Anyone?
Was that Whitney Houston?
Yeah. That was Whitney and Denzel.
Denzel.
Oh, I was thinking of the astronaut's wife.
No, not quite. That's Charlize.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Oh,
do you know what she looks... Oh, you've done it. You set off Charlize Theron's Naked Time theme music.
Sorry about that.
Charlize loves to have naked time around the house.
What's she told me? Today, Tone?
She's reaching for a high shelf.
She looks so pretty.
It's right up the top there.
You're going to have to stand on your tippy toes, Charlize. She's so pretty. She's so pretty.
But see, this is what we're talking about. obsessions that people have. Some people, Charlize Theron. Some people, Whitney Houston. Josh Lawson, who are you obsessed with?
Well, I can tell you that when I was a kid, the only time I've ever written to a celebrity was to Yaz. Of Yaz and the plastic population.
You are joking.
The hand of my heart, that's true.
The only way is up.
The only way is up. And apparently not, because the only way is not to reply to fans, Yaz. Never heard from her again.
The only way is up. I wish we had that. Did she have a little red leather jacket as well?
Did I have it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I couldn't afford it. I was hoping she'd send me one.
We need a bit of theme music for the segment.
Yeah, I got some.
What did you come up with?
Let's have a listen. Indecent Obsession. Yeah.
But that doesn't really have... Although they're clearly obsessed with something, that doesn't have the word obsession in it.
True. What have you got?
I've thought a bit of Animotion.
Oh, I like that. I'm liking that.
Okay, so who's your obsession in Cavalier?
Will Arnett from Arrested Development.
Oh!
The guy who plays the older brother, Job.
He's a funny man.
Unbelievable.
That is a great obsession.
You?
How funny is that guy?
He's just... And he'd never done comedy before. He was a drama actor. And he wandered in and they were like, yep, you're the funniest person that's ever lived.
Yeah. And now it's ruined all his drama because you see him on Law and Order playing a serial killer.
Oh, really?
And you just start laughing.
Expecting to drive off on a Segway.
What about when the episode when he had the suit? The $5,000 suit. And then by the end of the episode, it was up to $67,000. You're talking to a guy in a $67,000 suit.
Tone, you?
I am obsessed, as people know, with David Dickinson,
yes,
the host of Dealing with Dickinson.
You are.
And I love it when he just, for no reason, on his antiques program, starts going on about globes.
I'm going to say to you, this is sheer heaven for me. And I'm drooling already with this pair, this huge pair of globes, and they're 25-inch globes. We're looking at over £200,000 for this magnificent pair of globes, and I'm going to say these are probably the finest pair of globes that are on sale in the country today.
Oh, me globes!
Wow. He loves his globes.
Boing. He's globe nutty, as Ed likes to say.
He's globe happy, yeah.
What's on that tiny piece of paper, Ed Gavilan?
I want to give some crackle. 6:30.
Crackle-lackle.
Crackle-lackle or sizzle-wizzle. 6:30 p.m. Channel 10 on your Sunday. Meerkat Manor, the documentary series, tracks the drama-filled lives of a pack of, not mongoose-like, African meerkats. Tonight it reveals the fate of Shakespeare, last seen struggling for breath. Can you imagine? Look at their little faces.
So hang on, Channel 10 have locked a whole lot of meerkats at a house.
Yes. What a clever show.
That's great.
Is there a punishment?
You have to hang out with Jamie. A meerkat, if a meerkat does something wrong, they have to go and have a conversation with Jamie. Yeah. It is going to be so cute.
And one of them's name is Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He's the smart one.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Who's the virgin? That's the one I want to get to meet.
Doesn't say. Anyways, that's all. I just want people to watch the meerkats.
I think there's someone in this room whose obsession we haven't yet canvassed.
Oh!
Yes.
Well, I've mentioned Monica Attard from TV's Media Watch.
Sure you have.
Sort of makes you want to get involved with a fashion comment scandal.
She's been writing in. She's been sending fruity letters. Beautifully grammar.
Yeah.
You know, beautifully spell. Beautiful writing.
Makes you want to get in trouble just so she'll mention your name and talk to you through the camera.
Oh.
Just so she'll be angry at you.
Yeah, that could be arranged.
That's an old one.
Yeah.
What's a new one? And get ready to bring the music in.
Character actor Stephen Tobolowsky.
Come on, don't reel off his credits.
That's the guy in Groundhog Day, Ned.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
The bald guy.
Yeah.
Needle Nose Ned.
Now,
Ned the Head?
Are you saying that because he's got a movie out? There's some movie. He's done a documentary about himself that apparently is great.
I love him. He's in Deadwood.
He's in Deadwood.
Yeah.
He's in Sneakers and Memento, and he's so funny.
My name is Werner Brandis. My voice is my passport. Verify me.
Yeah, he's in Sneakers. Yeah.
See? Great. Can we talk? Who have we got so far? David Dickinson, Stephen Tobolowsky.
Can I add a new one? I'm totally obsessed with Monica Bellucci.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
So far we've got Monica Bellucci,
yeah,
character actor
Stephen Tobolowsky.
That's it.
Yeah.
Tone?
I'm just going to jump on the Monica David, Bellucci train. Yeah. I've gone over David to the Bellucci Dickinson, camp.
Yes.
Isn't she incredible?
Yeah. She is. And I don't like to go to movies where people are beating up on her. She loves to do movies where it's... Yeah, I know.
She really likes that.
I won't
she?
Go to those ones.
No.
But wasn't The Passion a disappointment, though? If you're sort of into Monica Bellucci.
Yeah, it was.
What a jip.
Yeah, I know. That's not...
Why does she keep it on?
She plays Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. Oh, right. She keep it on.
Sorry.
In the story of Jesus Christ. A clear oversight.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
In the director's cut, she gives Jesus a lap dance. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
Okay. Please don't call.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
What was that about?
Call your...
Lily Tomlin, get out of here. Sorry, everyone.
Lily Tomlin.
Wow, Lily came back and did an impression of Josh making an inappropriate remark.
You're going to be shocked to hear
now,
this.
Is it one... The number is 133353.
And
go call in. Tell us who and or what you're obsessed with.
We've gone on so long, we're going to have to again become...
Yeah, and we're dropping, you know, a song that I wouldn't mind hearing, which is fine. But I'm ready to hear Talk to Call Us, and there's millions of them,
whoa!
So let's get started. Morning, Ian.
Hey there.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very well.
I haven't spoken to you for a day.
Oh, no.
What are you obsessed with, bro?
Actually, I was thinking along the lines of David Attenborough.
Oh.
I mean...
So, Ian, you've just got to wait for the song to drown out. Thank you for that.
He did, though.
He did well.
Yeah, but if there is, like, I mean, if there's a wildlife documentary and, like, no disrespect to Meerkat Manor or anything, but...
well, careful what you say. Yeah. Shakespeare is listening.
Tread carefully. Yeah.
But if it's a wildlife documentary and David Attenborough's not doing the deal, I'm not interested. I mean, there is no wildlife guy like him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Oh, listen, Ed, could I just add a little dovetail of my own?
Please.
I want to do a Guzzy Sampson.
This show drives itself now.
Nice crackle. Oh.
Very good. That's very good.
What does Guzzy think of that?
I can do a good
Loading Nice Crackle 2, please.
Nice Crackle 2?
Yeah,
this
here we
new
go.
One?
This is Guzzy's latest one. This is Nice Crackle 2. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Nice Crackle.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Marsland.
Nice Crackle.
That's Josh Lawson.
Hello. Thanks, Ian. Hello, Mick. Mick?
He heard that Nice Crackle as he went, I'm going over to a sensible show.
Hello, Mick?
He's not there.
He's gone.
It's not Mick Malloy, is it?
It might be.
It's much too early for Mick Malloy.
Hello, Sean.
Yes.
How are you?
Not too bad, yourself.
Oh, excellent, sir. Who are you obsessed with?
John C. McGinley.
Oh, from Scrubs.
Oh,
from Scrubs, Platoon. Officers. Stealing Harvard, you know.
Sure.
Stealing Harvard, wow.
Even we haven't seen Stealing Harvard. This is with Tom Green, isn't it?
Tom Green and Jason Lee. Everyone knows Earl, whatever his name is.
Yeah, worth a look?
Sorry?
Is it worth a look, Stealing Harvard?
Oh, you know what? John C. McGinley bald, how can you go wrong?
Yeah,
you can't. You absolutely can't.
How does does it compare with Freddy Got Fingered?
Look, there's less elephant action, but, you know, it's not bad.
I'm not interested.
Triple M, now less elephant action.
But more oliphant action.
Because we are trying to get Timothy Oliphant onto the show from Deadwood.
We are. Thank you very much, Sean. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Who are you obsessed with, sir?
I'm obsessed with the actress Megan Follows.
Oh, hang on. So you were accidentally censored by your own phone. Just give us the name again.
Megan Follows.
And what was she? Who was she?
She played Anne of Green Gables.
Wow.
Hey, I haven't seen Anne of Green Gables, and I'm worried that she might be very, very young.
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe at the start.
Right.
Oh, okay. I take it. You didn't have to lower your voice then.
Now, what's she done lately, Ben?
She just graduated high school.
She did Anne of Green Gables, The Continuing Story with Cameron Daddo.
Oh,
wow.
Fantastic. And how was that? How was dad? How was the dad's work in that?
It was a little bit disappointing, to be honest. You expect better standards from a Daddo.
Did Cameron Daddo peel one off at any point? And the reason I ask is because Mick Malloy went to school with Cameron Daddo, and he swears till he's blue in the face that Cameron Daddo can do pretty much what Mr. Methane does.
Is that right?
He can just lie down and crank him out on demand.
Really?
Yeah.
So oh, you'd
need that on your skills and showcase.
Yeah, there you go. Top that. You know. Thank you, Ben. Hello, Mick.
No, Mick is disappointing.
Mick's not there. That's all right.
He's got his phone on, though.
We're going to go to Jason. How are you?
G'day, how are you going?
Excellent. Who are you obsessed with?
Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger. How many blokes do you know that can be the governor of anywhere and get away with saying, you are nothing but a girly man? That's insane. You
girly man. You are a girly man.
Yeah.
That was great. You were saying you're a girly man over that Obsession song. That really worked, man.
I like it. Come on, do it.
Get that to Ibiza. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Is that it? He's not making films anymore.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not making films. He's got too much groping to do, quite
hello,
frankly.
Thank you. Hello, Carl.
Oh, one more.
How you going, boys?
Excellent. Who are you obsessed with?
Obsessed with Tony Perrin off Australia's Funny Home Video.
Sure.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Oh, yeah, she's so cute.
Ed's just gone into a Perrin-inspired reverie.
Yeah, I usually go for blondes, but she's just awesome.
Oh, that's good news for her, I guess. Terrific. You made a concession.
And do you watch the Funniest Home Videos every week?
I do, yeah. Me and my son watch them. We love it.
Has there been any sign of something involving a bloke in a giant mouse costume? Have you seen that?
No. I don't think so. Not a mouse costume.
A rat costume, maybe?
Maybe a rat.
Right, because that's Ed Cavalier's entry.
Yeah, it hasn't been on yet.
He claims he's going to win 200 grand with this footage.
Yeah,
I was cameraman on that.
Yeah,
by the way.
Josh.
Were you really?
Yeah, I really was.
Josh. And is it as good as he's
It is up? Amazing. Honestly, it is so funny. You can't watch it and not laugh. It's incredible.
Yeah. Right. So keep a lookout, Carl, and make sure you vote for it. Now, Carl. Do you think, apart from, I mean, because I love Tony's work as well, but do you think that Funniest Home Videos, there should just be a graphic that says, and now Australia's Funniest Home Videos, and then just half an hour of like clip after clip after clip after clip, then an ad break, then clip after clip after clip after clip? You know, like they have definitely. In the title sequence?
Yeah, and then Tony and all those different outfits you wear.
See, there we could have, just have 10 minutes of that at the end.
Much as Ed likes Tony in the kaleidoscopic outfits, he really just wants piñata accidents for half an hour.
Do you love a piñata accident, Carl?
Ah, yeah, for sure.
He's bugging it on. He'd rather just Tony Perrin after outfit after outfit after Perrin outfit after outfit.
Who wouldn't?
Thanks to everyone who called in with an obsession. Thank you, Josh Lawson, for dropping in at the last minute to fill in for Lily Tomlin. Everyone who works on this fine program. What about Katie on the phones? What about Matt Dow? Pots and pans till all hours of the morning.
Yeah, he'd love it.
What about Richard Marsland in a stunning array of windswept haircuts?
Yes.
Nikki Hamilton not wanting to talk but occasionally being forced to on the program. And, of course, too much fun, Ed Cavalier, as always.
Tony, it's an absolute pleasure, as always. I know you'll be watching Meerkat Manor.
Meerkat Manor, that is our key phrase today.
We've also got to say hello to all the sizzle merchants around the network.
And don't forget the podcast.
Natto fans.
All thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Nice crackle.